Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday, July the 23rd, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. July 23rd always rings true. You know, you have those dates in your life. Everybody has these dates in their life that are, they're poignant, they stick out for some reason or another, and I only tell this story twice a year, but July 23rd is one of these days. It's kind of interesting. My mother and father were married, you know, they never got a divorce or anything of that nature, and I have one sibling. I have a brother. And today is my brother's birthday, July the 23rd. But what's interesting about this, and I've always found this interesting, is my brother, who was born on July the 23rd, was born on my mother's parents' wedding anniversary. So not only is July the 23rd my brother's birthday, but it's my mother's parents' wedding anniversary. Which July 23rd, I don't know how they picked July 23rd. It's not a date of any significance, and obviously that anniversary came before my brother's birthday, but that would be today. So happy birthday to my brother, and happy anniversary to my mother's parents. Now, why this sticks out as significant to me is my birthday is February 24th. My father's parents' wedding anniversary is February 25th. So the joke around my father's parents' house always was, why couldn't my mother hold out one more day so that I could be born on their anniversary? But isn't it interesting in life how close things come like that? I only had one mother. I only had one father. I didn't have step-parents or anything like that. I only had one sibling, and my sibling, who's much younger than I am, was born on my mother's parents' anniversary, and I was born one day before my father's parents' anniversary, which I think is interesting, because neither date, February 24th or 25th or July 23rd, it's not like July 4th. It's not a date of any significance, just the date they picked for whatever reason. So that's why July 23rd always sticks out in my mind, and happy birthday and happy anniversary today. So, that is that. Now, I'm a little groggy this morning because I had a big day yesterday, and I want to start off the morning by telling you about this. We're going to do a lot of trivia today because we want to send people to Zambezi Bay. We want to send people to the zoo. We want to send people to the wilds because it's going to be a very nice weekend, very nice week next week, and you know, we like to send people from Marion out to have a good time at not as much a cost as it could be. But I got to tell you about last night. Well, first of all, I want to start out by telling you what happened this morning. Marion gets a bad rep sometimes that we're not, you know, we're not a great community. There are bad things going on. You know, blah, 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 blah. We hear this all the time. And there are bad things going on. But there are bad things going on in any community. I mean, over the last year, I have visited a lot of places in Ohio, and every place I go to has very good things and has a bad side. We're no different. We just happen to live here. So maybe we concentrate too much on the bad. Now, that being said, the point I'm making this morning is that I was coming in this morning, and you've heard her call in. She's always a great pal. She's probably listening right now. Sarah, who drives the city bus here in town on the south end of town. Well, first of all, it's a great thing that Sarah, who drives the south bus, and I believe David, who drives the... Oh, I don't want to get this wrong, David. I know you're out there listening. I can't remember if it's the north... or the West End bus, but he also drives one of the city buses, and both of them listen to this show and listen to this station pretty regularly. So it's nice that we are on in 50% of the buses here in Marion. Now also, we found out yesterday, was it yesterday? My days are all messed up because of what happened last night, being a little groggy this morning. But we also found out we're on at Goodwill here in Marion. So that's great. And all the people at Goodwill, good morning to you out there, and hope you're having a great day. And I also know we're on in at least two doctor's offices here in town because of people who call in. So good morning to the doctor's offices listening out there this morning. Now, that being said, I'm coming in this morning, and I see one of the city buses going down the street here. And, of course, we're over here on the south end, so I assume that it is Sarah. And Sarah pulls up because we've been talking about this reviving this Christmas bus tour. And both Sarah and David have both donated their time, said they would be glad to drive the buses at no cost if we can get the mayor and the city council to allow us to use the buses to do this tour this coming December. Now, I was asking yesterday on the air how many people can ride a city bus. So Sarah pulls up here this morning. I'd never seen the inside of a city bus. So she pulled up so I could go out and look in the city bus and see how many seats there are. Now, that's a community to me, that people know who you are. People will stop. I had a question that needed to be answered. How many people can ride the bus? And Sarah did that this morning, so I appreciate her doing that. And to me, that's a real community. Now, one thing I want to say about these city buses, they're very nice. I'd never seen the inside of a city bus. They have great seats. It's not like the old school buses. These have very nice seats, and they're very nice buses. So I can see why people are taking this type of transportation. You didn't hear a lot about the city buses years ago. It's becoming a bigger thing. I'm not sure how many people ride them each day, but I always think mass transit, even in small cities, is a good idea, because there are seniors who don't want to drive anymore. There are people who can't drive. There are people who have issues with cars, just in general. I would not drive if I didn't have to, because there are so many issues that go on with cars. And wouldn't it be nice if you had a car issue where you had to put it in the shop, if you could just take a bus for a couple days until your car got fixed, and you didn't have to worry about somebody picking you up or dropping you off or getting a rental car? I think it'd be very, very nice if we could go to that mode of transportation. But all that being said, hopefully we will get this Christmas bus tour going, and hopefully we'll get this cemetery tour going around Halloween, where we'll go around and visit Quarry Street and the Merchant Ball and the Gypsy Queen and President Harding and people of that nature, and kind of tell the stories behind them. Now, Fred Malone has already volunteered his time to get in character and come with us, and I think President Harding would do the same, our President Harding impersonator, who comes in here. So, you know, things are working pretty good. Now, I got to talk about yesterday, why I'm tired, but it's a good tired. A couple weeks ago, Angie and I took Thunderbolt Patterson over to Tony Pecos in Toledo to sign a bun. When he was in town for his 80th birthday, they wanted him to come up there and sign a bun, which is what they do. They've got buns all over the walls up there. Burt Reynolds, five presidents, Doc Severinsen, Patti LaBelle. Everybody's on the wall at Tony Pecos. Just hundreds and hundreds of hot dog buns. So, we did that with Thunderbolt Patterson a couple weeks ago, and this is the 10-year anniversary of Ted Williams creating the viral video. Well, Tony Pecos knew of my connection with Ted Williams, and had wanted to do something with Ted Williams all year. This had been brewing since January, but we never could get together on a time. So when I was up there a couple weeks ago, we talked about it for a minute, and I said, well, I'll ask Ted and see if we can get this together so we can get this done this year. And Ted said, well, you know, let's see if we can do it on Thursday. And I thought, well, Thursday works. And also, in the meantime, I believe they had seen on Facebook that I did an event with the Buckeye guy, Superfan, last Sunday out at Steak and Shake. And they said, would Buckeye guy be interested in doing a bun signing? And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if we could get them together to do a bun signing and tape a show up at Tony Paco's with the both of them signing the buns? And we got that all together for last night. And I'll tell you, it was one of the most unique experiences. By the way, Angie Evers went up. Actually, she drove us up there. And her mother, Jeannie, went with us. So it was a nice family affair. And Ted Williams and Buckeye Guy were there. Oh, and I got to mention this, too, by the way. Ted does not drive. So we had to get Ted from Columbus to Marion yesterday. And I was not able to go down and get him. So, Glenn Coble, I didn't even ask Glenn. I just mentioned that we were having this trouble, not being able to get Ted from Columbus to Marion. And Glenn went down to Columbus yesterday afternoon, picked up Ted, brought him here to Marion, so we could leave from Marion to go to Toledo to do this bun signing. So I got to thank Glenn for that publicly, because he, you know, we have a lot of fun and kid each other a lot. But Glenn is really a great guy. He's one of those people who's right there when you need him. And you don't even have to ask. You know, there are some people who you have to ask, and then they hem-haw around. Well, I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know. Let's see what goes on this week. Let's see what happens. I don't think I can do it. I don't want to do it for this reason. You know, Glenn didn't even blink an eye. Glenn said, you need this done, I'll do it. And didn't ask a thing for it. And then you got those people who want something. Oh my, well, you know, you got to pay me for my time. My time's valuable and this sort of thing. Well, Glenn is not one of those people. So, Glenn went and did this, and I appreciate that, and I just want to thank Glenn publicly for that. Now, I'm not going to stop making fun of him, because that's just what we do here every Wednesday. But, Glenn is really a good guy, and in a pinch, he's a friend that you would want to have around. So, thank you, Glenn. Now, we get on the path to Tony Paco's last. I call it Tony Paco's, but I think it's Tony Paco's. So I'm going to call it both from time to time. So we get going. The ride was great. I rode with Jeannie and Angie and Ted Williams up to Toledo. We had a nice ride up there. And when we got there, it's hard to explain. I knew it was busy. It was probably busier than any time I've ever been there. Now, I've been there 4 times now. I was there when Mary Ellen signed her bun. I was there last November with Angie, just having dinner on a Saturday night. I was there when Thunderbolt signed his bun, and I was there last night. When we pulled up last night, and it wasn't dinner time. It was about 7 o'clock. When we pulled up at 7 o'clock last night, I could tell something was going on. First thing I noticed, there was hardly any parking. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange. I've never really seen it like this, and it's not really dinner time. So this is a little different. So we parked. And as we're getting out of the car, I noticed that there are 2 vans from television stations there. You know, the television vans you see with the television stations on the side. I see there are 2 of these in the parking lot. So I'm thinking, something's going on. Now, not yet really putting together that it's this bun signing that's going on, but I see this. So I walk in with Ted, and as soon as you walked in, I don't think there was a seat to be found. This place, and Tony Pecos is not a small place. A lot of people have a misconception that it's a small place. It's really not. I'm not sure how many people it sits, but it's quite a few. So we go in, and as you walk in, there were, I believe, 4 television stations set up with the big cameras and the boom mics. And I believe there were 2 newspapers there because there were 2 guys still photographers. And I don't even know how to explain what happened as soon as we walked in, because people immediately started barraging Ted, wanting selfies, autographs, videos on their cell phone. We couldn't even get to our seat. And our seat was pretty close to the door. So this is all going on. And then the Buckeye guy's there, and he's in the back. I see him in the back. He got there a little bit before we did. He's in the back signing autographs, taking selfies, pictures, all kinds of things in the back. And then since Ted had arrived, now it's 7 o'clock, and all these television stations want to start doing things. And it was just unbelievable, because when Ted and the Buckeye guy go over to the television stations, who were all kind of set up in the same area, it was really like being on the red carpet. All these flash bulbs were going off from these newspapers, and the television stations all turned on their big lights, and there were 3 or 4 microphones, boom microphones, stuck out, and they were interviewing Ted, and they were interviewing Buckeye guy, and they were wanting pictures together, and the people from Tony Pecos were wanting pictures, and everybody was leaning off their table, we want an autograph, we want this, we want that. It was just an unbelievable scene. It truly, truly was. Then we finally get over to the table for the signing of the buns, and all the television stations and all of the newspapers move over to the table where we are and start videotaping and taking still pictures of them signing their buns. And it was like paparazzi central. And it was funny because we're documenting this as well for this radio station, because, hey, we're the ones who put this on last night. And Angie did a tremendous job. She was right in there with these guys with her camera and her video, which hopefully I'll get on the web this weekend so you can kind of see what was going on. She got right in there with these guys, and they were all men. She was the only woman. She got right in there, and she was taking those pictures, and she was taking those videos. She did a great job. She was absolutely excellent last night. She is turning into quite the journalist and quite the photographer. And it's in her genes. We all know who her father was. And she is doing a great job carrying on that family tradition. I'm not even sure if Charlie would have elbowed people out of the way last night like Angie was. And she got the pictures and she got the video. And boy, am I just proud of her for doing that last night, because that's what you got to do. You can't let these other people crowd you out. But she was right there, Johnny on the spot. And Jeannie, it was great to have Jeannie there last night. I hope she had a good time. I don't think she'd ever been to Tony Pecos. And she's in the middle of all this media storm that's going on. It was just a lot of fun. And then there's this moment, and I believe Angie caught it on video, so hopefully I'll get it on the internet at some point. But what happened was, I was doing my little interview with Buckeye Guy and Ted Williams, and Sunday, I had learned that the Buckeye Guy can sing, and he can actually sing pretty good. I never knew this all the years I've known him. So I wanted him to sing a little bit there at Tony Pecos. So I said, Buckeye Guy, this past weekend I learned you can sing. Can you sing a little bit for us here? And he did the song he did last Sunday, and he did it very good, and it came off fine. So I turned to Ted kind of as a joke, and I said, well, Ted, can you sing a song off your next record? And Ted sang a little bit. But Buckeye Guy must have known the song that Ted was singing, so he joins in with Ted, and they do this whole song. I can't even remember what the song was. They do this whole song right there in the center of Tony Paco's. It was one of the most entertaining things I had ever seen. And what a night it was. What a night it was. It was just, you know, you think back about your moments in your life that are unique. And that certainly was a unique, unique night. And I thank Ted, and I thank Buckeye Guy, and I certainly thank Angie and Jeannie and Glenn for all they did to make last night happen. And I'll tell you what, check those Toledo television stations today. Check the Toledo newspapers, or maybe tomorrow. I don't know how long it'll take to get in. We didn't do this till after 7 last night. But there will be stories, because they were all there. So and check our website, because we've got a lot of video and stuff, too, that we'll get up this weekend. But here's why I'm tired. So last night we're driving back. Well, Ted had to go home, obviously, last night. So when we got back to Marion, which we did not get back until about, it was pretty close to 11, 10:30, 11 o'clock, Ted's driver could only come to the truck stop on 3637. Well, I had not been driven to 3637 in a long, long time, and I certainly had never done it in the middle of the night like that, you know, 11 o'clock at night. So I get in the car with Ted, and now we're driving down to Delaware at 11 o'clock last night, and I'm driving through Delaware. Now, to be honest with you, the trip was very, very smooth, and we got to the truck stop okay, but it was interesting because we're driving down there, and Ted is, because, you know, Ted's from New York. So he was telling me how, you know, he doesn't drive at this point because he doesn't have a car, but he was telling me how he likes to, you know, when the light turns yellow, he's not one of those people who stops for yellow. You know, there are two types of people in this world. When yellow comes on, they slam on the brakes, and if yellow comes on, they go through the light. He said he's one of those people who goes through the light. So we're having this conversation, and there was a light there on 3637 that was turning yellow, and there wasn't a lot of traffic out, you know, at midnight last night. So I went through it yellow, which is not illegal, and Ted just really appreciated that. So I just thought that was funny. So I dropped him off at the truck stop. He was very cordial and nice as could be, thanked me, and then I drove back. So I did not get back in town till very, very late last night, and did not get to bed until late. So that's why I'm a little groggy this morning, but we'll soldier on. But what a fun night it was, and it made me think this morning as I was driving in here, you know, Jeannie and Angie are absolutely great people. They participated in this last night. They made it happen. Without them, there would not be video, there would not be pictures, it would not have been as fun a time. Glenn Coble, there wouldn't have been an event if he did not go down and get Ted. So, just always remember that it's not just the person on the camera and in the pictures that makes an event happen. There are a lot of people that go in to making an event happen. And Angie and Jeannie and Glenn were certainly that band of merry people yesterday. You'll see a lot of me in pictures and a lot of me on camera. But if it wasn't for them, I could not have done and had the good time that I had last night. So I thank all of them. And by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this. I wanted to mention this. You know, Jeannie has given me some things, a lot of great Marion history over the last year. And I love this stuff. And I cannot, I never throw anything away. Nothing like that. Marion history. So I really do appreciate all the stuff she's given me. What just a nice, genuine lady. So it was fun to spend time with her last night. And we all did get a picture with Ted and Buckeye Guy. So I'm glad that Jeannie and Angie will be in some of the pictures from last night. And of course, Angie, my goodness, she does great stuff all the time. The breakfast she shows up here with, the things she cooks, the trips she drives, the pictures she takes. Just a genuinely nice person. So, and would go out of her way, I think, to do just about anything for anybody. So you gotta have these people in your life. You gotta have these people in your life. So lucky, lucky, lucky am I, and I'm glad I got to say that this morning, even though I'm a little groggy this morning. 42 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here if you have any thoughts on anything I've spoken about. And of course, I want to thank the Buckeye Guy and Ted, because had they not been a part of it, it probably wouldn't have happened either. So I thank both of them for making the trip and participating last night. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to the trip last night, or if you have anything to say in regard to the Christmas bus tour or the grave tour that we possibly will be taking very soon, or this whole thing about days. Does anybody else have days in their life that stick out? For me, July 23rd's one, the day my brother was born, and also my mother's parents' anniversary. Anything like that, give me a buzz here. I'm waiting to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944 before we start the big trivia here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. Now, we do have trivia. Now, we've only got 17 minutes left in this hour, so we're going to get the trivia started. Now, we've been doing our... Well, I guess what are they? They are slogans, jingles for companies. Now, I have two of these left, so let's get through two of these. We only have two more. Jingles are slogans for companies. Now, you could win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. You could win a pair of tickets to the wild. You could win a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. So let's start with this. Pepsi. What is the Pepsi jingle or slogan? Now, remember, we've only got two of these left, and Pepsi is one of them. Does anybody know the Pepsi Cola jingle or slogan? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The Pepsi jingle or slogan. Anybody out there this morning know this jingle or slogan? Pepsi. 740-383-9944. It'll be interesting when we get this one, because the next one, I think I know. I've never heard of this product. I'm sure somebody has. I've never heard of it. So it'll be really fascinating, this next product. But we're looking for the jingle or slogan for Pepsi Cola. Pepsi. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? Don't forget, tomorrow, July 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival, held at the Prospect Park, there will be a free vaccination clinic, 3 to 7:30 p.m. They're offering the Moderna shot, Prospect Family Medicine. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. 740-361-0781, July the 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Park. Free vaccination provided by Prospect Family Medicine, offering the Moderna shot. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company? Is everybody as groggy and asleep as I am this morning? 46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. The slogan and or jingle for the Pepsi Cola Company. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Does anybody know what their slogan or jingle is? We've only got two of these left. Then we're going to move into some other trivia. I know people really like the food trivia, so I've got some more food trivia this morning. But we're going to start here by finishing off these slogans and or jingles. So does anybody know the slogan or jingle for the Pepsi Cola Company? It will get you in to a drawing to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company? The Pepsi Cola Company. Give me a ring here. Maybe everybody's in bed this morning. Let's see. We'll have trivia this hour, next hour, the 10 o'clock hour. Pastor Whitaker will be in here at 11 o'clock, and I'll be back on at 12 o'clock today. All right, here. Go ahead, caller.
Generation Next?
Not Generation Next. I know that's one of their slogans, but not the one I have here.
Okay.
Okay, now I know Pepsi has a lot of slogans, so you've kind of got to stumble on the right slogan here. It's not Generation Next, not the one that I'm going for here. What is the slogan and or jingle for the Pepsi Cola Company? The Pepsi Cola Company. All right, go ahead, caller.
For the love of it.
Not for the love of it, but that's a good guess. I'm sure that's one of their slogans, but not the one that I have down here. What's the jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company? The Pepsi Cola Company. Jingle and or slogan. 48 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
That's what I like.
Not that's what I like. Not that's what I like. Jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company? Inquiring minds want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Come alive.
Not come alive. Not come alive. Jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. This is what we're looking for here this morning. To get an entry, 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. Go ahead, caller.
I remember the one when I was a kid. Pepsi Cola hit the spot. Prime Minister, you're on the pot. Push your button, pull the chain. There goes Pepsi down the drain.
Now, I don't think they use that on television. I don't think that one necessarily was their national slogan. Ay-yi-yi. I think that was a kid-generated one. Or maybe just an adult with a funny attitude. Slogan or jingle for the Pepsi Cola Company. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. 50 minutes past the hour. Do we have anybody out there who knows this? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Case that beats the others
cold. Not that one. That's not the one we're looking for. There's still one out there that we are looking for. Jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour here on a Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. Jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. Who's got it out there? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
You got the right one, baby.
Not that one, but that was a good one. That was Ray Charles. That went on for many, many years. Now, was that Pepsi? Might have been Pepsi. I can't remember if that was Pepsi or Coke. Must have been Pepsi. I think it was Diet Pepsi. 740-383-9944. The jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Say Pepsi, please.
No, that's a good one, though. Not that one. There is one here that I have that we have not stumbled upon yet. What is the Pepsi slogan or jingle that I have written down here on this piece of paper? 740-383-9944, the Pepsi slogan or jingle. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Join the Pepsi people. Feeling free.
Nope, not that one. Well, I'll tell you, the one on the paper here must not be one of the popular ones. But it is a Pepsi slogan or jingle, which is what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. The Pepsi slogan or jingle. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. The Pepsi slogan or jingle. What could it be? Let's see. We've went through a lot of them here. The Pepsi people would not be happy to know that this slogan apparently did not translate as well as they would have liked. We've got no entries here this morning so far. People will have to get their thinking caps on. Pepsi slogan or jingle? Go ahead, caller.
Is it That's What I Like?
Not That's What I Like. Good guess, though. Not That's What I Like. Looking for the Pepsi slogan and or jingle. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to get this? 54 minutes past the hour here. Only two of these left. This one and one other one. Pepsi Cola slogan and or jingle. Go ahead, caller.
Taste that beats the others cold, Pepsi pours it on.
Not that one. Not that one. Still looking for the Pepsi Cola slogan or jingle that is on the paper here. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know, as we approach 55 minutes past the hour here, the Pepsi slogan or jingle? Go ahead, caller.
About the Pepsi generation.
Not the Pepsi generation. Not the Pepsi generation. Getting some good guesses here, though. The Pepsi slogan and or jingle that I have written down here. I'll tell you, it must be a very humid day because my soda, as I just grabbed it, is sweating heavily, which is a sign of heavy humidity. All right, a slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
More bounce to the ounce.
I like that one. That's not it, but I like that one. More bounce to the ounce. That's not the one we're looking for, though. You know, I don't know when this one came out. I would think this is not an old one. This is probably toward the newer end, although I don't know that for sure. Jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? All right, here we go. Back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I can't remember if we guessed That's What I Like.
Not That's What I Like, but that was a good one. That was a good popular one. jingle and or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Waiting for the answer here. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. Jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. All right, go ahead, caller.
Say Pepsi, please.
Not say Pepsi, please. Not say Pepsi, please, but we're looking for the right answer here. We're going deep on this one. 57 minutes past the hour. Jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Twice as much for a nickel.
Not that one. Not twice as much for a nickel. It's probably been a while, though, since Pepsi cost a nickel. Does anybody know the jingle or slogan for the Pepsi Cola Company? The Pepsi Cola Company. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Pepsi Cola, P-E-P-S-I. That's your smartest cola buy.
Not that one, but that's a good jingle, too. Not a bad jingle there. All right. The Pepsi Cola jingle. Does anybody know what that is? Jingle or slogan? 58 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot.
No, it's a short one, but not that one. I'll give you a hint there. It is a short slogan. Let's put it that way. I'll give it to you like this. It's only four words. How about that? I must be feeling generous here on Friday. It's only four words. Go ahead, caller.
Pepsi is the one.
Not Pepsi is the one, but that's a good guess. And that's four words. But it's a four-word slogan. 740-383-9944 as the sirens go by. 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. In my generous Getaway Friday here, I've given you a hint on the Pepsi Cola one because I know there are a lot of slogans and jingles. It's four words. Make sure I have this right. One, two, three, four. Yes, four words. A four-word Pepsi jingle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the Pepsi slogan and or jingle? Nobody in the competition so far yet this morning. Still trying to get the Pepsi slogan and or jingle, and it is four words long. It's a short one. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? We're going to break here for news and weather in a moment for 15 minutes. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Pepsi hits the spot.
Not Pepsi hits the spot. That's four words, but not the one we're looking for here. All right, we're going to take a break here for news and weather. Think about it. The Pepsi jingle, we're going to come back here. Four words. Come back with us in 15 minutes.
I am a prophet, you inspired, and thus aspiring to foretell of him. His rash, fair, blaze of riot cannot last, for violent fires soon burn out themselves. Like vanity, insatiate cormorant, consuming means soon preys upon the soul. And go on, this royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard.